This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your trivia extravaganza, putting some of the best golf minds to the test for five medium to difficult rounds of trivia. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Hello, Greg.
Hello. Here coming to you live from my parents' house. Nice. Looks like everybody else is doing the same thing, which is great. So I'm really excited. My hands always get a little sweaty for trivia, and they are again today.
Kyle Porter is here, fresh off of a hopefully well-rested vacation and ready to exercise that brain.
Yeah, wonderfully well-rested vacation. I saw somebody in the comments say I didn't have the courage to show up, but I did request that you guys push this back a little. You accommodated. I was driving up to Oklahoma. We're here. I'm back. Ready to go.
And our defending champion with that little trophy emoji next to his name. I believe he was flawless in our last edition. He hasn't felt what it is to get a question wrong. It's Patrick McDonald. Hello, Patrick.
Good to be here with you guys. Not going to lie, we're fighting a lot of adversity leading into this championship. We've got a real cluster going at the McDonald household. New dogs, new babies, new boyfriends are being introduced by sisters. So my boy PC was dragged through the mud today, part of the Wall Street layoffs there. So it's a tough time. I know it's the holidays, but it's kind of a flu game for me. I'm trying to lower expectations, trying to just go play by play, swing by swing, and let's see if I can stack up next to these esteemed gentlemen.
Patrick Cantlay immune to marketing rebudgeting? Goldman Sachs off the hat, KP.
Yeah, when did he become your boy, Patrick?
Patrick, stick together. Reed, Perez, Cantlay, McDonald.
That's a good foursome right there.
It really is. You are the company you keep, and I'm very happy to be alongside those three.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Patrick, what we have decided to do here, and there was hotly debated about whether this was a trivia competition or the trivia competition, the one that awards the illustrious emoji trophy. And what we have settled on is essentially a warm-up, a preseason match, because we are planning bigger and better for December, potentially bracket style. I don't know. Potentially multi-parts, maybe. Getting Mark Immelman involved, sure. So this will be for glory. This might be for seeding, but that trophy emoji not on the line today.
I think we should look at it kind of like the NBA Cup. It's kind of like an in-season, you know, congrats on your victory. We don't know what it means, but good job. We'll get to the real stuff later on.
Yeah, will this age well? Will we look back in 10 years and say the in-season trivia competition really showed what was going to happen in December? We'll find out. Truth to come out more about this in-season trivia contest. But gentlemen, as we do, the format is generally going to be the same. The three of you being pitted against one another in five different categories. Inside those categories are three separate questions. There are some easier questions than others. You will select what question you would like to receive. And then the two highest point scorers, when we complete those five rounds, we'll head to the Stump the Schwab portion of the show, which, Greg, as you know, is a format in which you go back and forth until one cannot answer the question correctly.
Well, thanks for picking me out as a multiple-time loser in the Stump the Schwab challenge. One-time winner, I believe, two-time loser. It's a tough competition, and that's the one that really makes your hand sweat. Because you can get a question or a topic that throws you off a little bit and just you can go blank. So, you know, Patrick's fighting adversity, made up adversity. I'm fighting real adversity because I got some some demons from my Stump the Schwab history and that past. Well, and look, it's still here.
Who was your Ryder Cupper that you said?
Steve Flesh.
Flesh? Yeah, that might have been it.
It was Bryson last year, too, for the Haskins.
Yeah. Which I still, they both haunt me.
The ghost of Bryson living rent-free inside of Greg Ducharme's head. Gentlemen, are you ready for the topics? I can give you the categories.
Okay. Are we good? We're doing categories before we do the order thing?
No. We'll do the order thing. But here are the five categories that we'll deal with today. Major championships.
Knew it.
That's always a category. Nicknames, lefties, records, and a new category called Name Five, in which you will have 30 seconds to name five of this thing.
Oh boy.
This is very well thought out. I'm very impressed.
Thank
with you guys.
Let's hit them one more time. So you got
majors,
you got records,
nicknames,
lefties,
and the brand new Name Five.
I hope Steve Flesh doesn't answer in lefties. Wow. That would be just
the next five.
All right,
the next five.
The way that we will decide the order is with our closest without going over question. To begin, the closest without going over will decide what slot they want to go in, one, two, or three. Then the next closest will decide, and the next closest will take whatever is left, and we will go in that order for the show. So, gentlemen, pen and paper handy. The closest without going over, how many official career PGA Tour starts has Scottie Scheffler made? Take a moment, write them down, think about it. We are going to have Greg reveal his first. Take your time, Greg, because he does not have a paper and pen. So we're going to take his word for it, and we're going to get his word first.
I'm ready.
Okay, Greg is ready. KP looks like he's still writing. Patrick looks like he's jotting something down right now. Okay, one pen down for KP. I think we're waiting on Patrick. How big is your number, Patrick? Okay.
Huge, 4 digits.
Okay, so closest without going over, how many official career PGA Tour starts has Scottie Scheffler made? Greg, you are going to reveal your answer first, please.
67.
67 is Greg's answer. Patrick and Kyle, would you please reveal your selections? Patrick has opted for 75, and Kyle has gone with 105. The correct answer, official career PGA Tour starts for Scottie Scheffler, 111. Congratulations.
Wow. Very nice, KP.
Very well good. Done. You get very the opportunity impressive. To choose which spot in the order you'd like to go, one, two, or three.
I would like to go third. I want to go last.
Kyle will go last. Patrick with 75, second closest. Would you want to go in the middle slot?
Okay. I would like to go second, please. And this is not a snake draft type of thing, correct?
No, it's like a NFL draft. You just start right back. So we are going
I'd like to go first.
Okay, perfect. That's great. That's great news because that's where you are going. So it'll be Greg, Patrick, Kyle, Greg, Patrick, Kyle. So Greg, you are going to kick us off. Now, as you remember, you can choose any of the five categories, major championships, nicknames, lefties, records, or name five. And then you will choose a question, one, two, or three.
Let's go with nicknames. Question one.
Question number one. It's very simple. I give you the player's nickname and you give me the player.
Oh, boy. Got it.
The nickname, Nude Knob.
All right.
There you go. We are starting off hot, baby.
Man, I've never.
Rick, that's my OnlyFans account. Jeez.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, this is not the start I envisioned. So I got to think about, I mean, this could be pretty embarrassing for someone.
Yeah. And listen,
if it's wrong,
this is not. Yeah, that's true. This is these are well-known golfers, right? But this might not be their most well-known nickname, so to speak. So this is not, you know,
this is a secondary nickname
player on the PGA Tour or whatever.
All right. I will go.
Are you gonna insult Craig?
Yeah, this is tough.
Craig Stadler.
Craig Stadler is Greg's guess, and I'm sorry, Greg. And I'm sorry, Craig. It is wrong. The answer.
Wait, can I guess?
Sure.
Henrik Stenson.
No, the answer.
Reasonable guess.
The answer is Sam Snead, who.
Little minx.
Yes. So Slammin' Sammy, a good nickname according to Golf Digest, but some of the best and funniest nicknames in sports are a little mean and cut a little too close to home. So Byron Nelson was quoted as saying several guys used to call him Nude Knob. Once that name got around, you never saw Sam anywhere without a hat on. So
okay.
Just about the noggin for Nude Knob, Sam Snead. All right, Greg, I apologize, but you cannot have that point.
That was tough. Okay. That was hard, Greg.
It's really tough.
Yeah, I guess if you don't know, you don't know.
That's true. Patrick, in the number two spot, choose your category and your question, please.
I'm going to follow suit. I'm going to go nickname number three.
Nickname number three for Patrick is the Joplin Ghost.
Tony Jacklin.
Oh, not the worst guess in the world. Anybody else? It's not correct. Anybody else want to chime in on the Joplin Ghost?
Joplin is Missouri, right?
That is correct.
Oh, should have known.
Missouri? It's got to be somebody that's... I don't...
Jeff Overton.
Think further back. This is Horton Smith's nickname. Obviously played out of
Dr. Seuss character,
Missouri. And the ghost part comes from his quote, sudden appearance on the PGA Tour. Horton Smith, the Joplin Ghost.
Okay. What I'm getting from these questions is we as constituents, members of the media, need to be better at nickname giving.
Yeah.
Patty Ice, like, come on, let's be more creative here.
That's your boy.
I know. Well, we're rebranding in 2024.
Well, it's needed, I think.
KP?
It should be the Sawzall or something.
Category and question number.
Yeah, let's go record the records number one. First question in records.
Records number one. Standing at 6 feet, 5.5 inches tall, this golfer won the 1969 Masters, making him the tallest golfer to ever win a major. I've stepped up these questions in terms of
George Archer.
George Archer is Kyle's answer, and he is correct. That
nice.
Is right.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well,
very done. Nice.
Kyle, 1 point to you.
Came to play.
Let's go, baby.
Three golfers, three major champions checking in at 6'4". The next tallest, those would be anyone?
How tall is
Ernie Els?
Officially, no. Not according to my official list.
Vijay Singh?
Nope.
Wrong.
Peter Thompson?
Nope. Okay, I'll just tell you. I have Dustin Johnson, Bob Tway, Stuart Sink checking in at 6'4".
Stewie.
But it doesn't matter because George Archer was the correct answer. And through one round of questions, Kyle Porter takes a commanding 1-0-0 lead.
It feels like that's really commanding.
I'm like Iowa. I get up three and it's over.
It's over. Yeah, just I was going to say it's like watching a Jets game. You get down three, down one, it's done.
Well, Greg, you can close the gap right now because you are back up. You have major championships. You have name five. You have lefties and you have records available to you.
Okay, let's go with records. Question two.
Question number two for Greg. Byron Nelson won a record 11 straight PGA Tour events in 1945. Tiger Woods has won five or more consecutive events three different times in his career. Who is the only other golfer besides Nelson and Woods to win five straight events?
I've known this at one time. That's for sure. Nelson with 11.
Wait, hold on. Tiger won five consecutive events, three times. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. There's only one other to win five in a row.
That's right, Greg.
I think that the correct, I think this is Tom Watson.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
I'm sorry, Greg, that is incorrect. The answer is Ben Hogan, who did it six straight in 1948.
Wow.
Pretty crazy list. Pretty crazy list.
God, you're going deep on these. Yeah. This is, you're not messing around.
No, I just tossed you guys softballs all year long. And now
a little now, this is like a superintendent's revenge.
Yeah, Rick's exactly. Revenge. Exactly. Getting my revenge on the boys right about now. All right. Patrick, you have all categories available to you except for nicknames.
Thank God. I'm going to follow Greg again into the abyss with records.
The only question remaining is number three in the record category. So here it is. There are only two LPGA stars who were born in the 90s or later and have 15 or more LPGA wins. Name either.
Oh, this is brutal. Internet's going to cancel me for this one. Born in the 1990s or later, 15 plus wins, name either. Okay. Like a roundish my age.
A roundish my age, he said.
15 plus.
That means they're in their 30s-ish. 15-ish. I'm going to go Lydia Ko. What's she at?
Patrick is locked in Lydia Ko. I can tell you she has 19 LPGA wins. And I can tell you that she was born in 1997. That is absolutely correct. For not a bonus point, but for glory. Anybody have the other?
I was thinking longevity. I know Lexi only has 11.
It's weird that you know exactly how many Lexi has.
Because, well, the Shriners helped since I only focus on the men's game. Joking. That is tongue in cheek out there.
Lorena Ochoa was born before. Was she before the 90s?
Yeah, she's too old for this one.
Arya Jutanagarn?
Nope, doesn't have enough wins. She only has 12 wins. I need 15 wins. So close. She was born in 95. The correct answer is Jin Young Ko is the other.
Okay.
Lydia Ko, Jin Young Ko, 1997, 1995, 19, and 15. 1-1, but Kyle still has his second question to come. KP, anything but the records for you?
Let's go majors first question.
Majors first question for Kyle. Name this golfer who is the only man to win the Masters twice in the 1980s.
He was the only man to win the Masters twice in the 1980s. Well, I think Bernard Langer won it twice, but I think only one of them was in the 80s. Um, I think Faldo won it in like 89, but I'm going to say it was Seve.
Kyle's answer is Seve Ballesteros, and Kyle's answer is correct. Yes, he did not fall for the 1989-1990 wins of Nick Faldo. Bernhard did win in 85 and 93, but it was 1980 and 1983 for Seve.
Bravo.
This is a masterclass, KP.
Well done.
You named all three. You named even the pitfalls, the traps.
I did. I'm calling out the defense.
Literally.
So through two full rounds, Kyle sits atop the leaderboard, 2 points. Patrick, just one behind with one. And Greg, just one behind that of one. We have three rounds to go, plus the ever-entertaining Stump the Schwab category. We will continue this battle after a quick word from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back. Greg, we are starting it back with you. Top of the third. Your categories remaining are major championships, name five, and lefties.
Let's do lefties first question.
Lefties first question. In 1984, Mike Weir wrote a letter to this golf Hall of Famer asking for advice on whether to switch from lefty to righty. The Hall of Famer wrote back, quote, "If you're a good player left-handed, don't change anything, especially if that feels natural to you." Who is that letter writer? I think Greg has picked about the hardest three questions that we've got.
Well, there's a guess. I would like to know if he wrote it to a lefty. I don't think he did. So I'm going to go with the man that answers more letters than anybody else, Arnold Palmer.
That would have been my guess. I don't know if it's right.
But it would have been a very good guess, but in this case, it was the other man, Jack Nicklaus.
Ah, that was my first thought.
Why is that, Patrick?
He's left-handed.
That's right. Left-handed plays right. And this was after Mike Weir was basically told, "You are too small to play hockey. Go do something different. Go play golf." And he was trying to figure out if he should play lefty or righty. Stayed
who
lefty.
Who's the best lefty of like that era?
Let's hang on lefty conversation until after we least close out the category.
Name some of those that are offline for you, right?
I couldn't think of any. That was my problem.
Patrick, your third question here. You have major championships available, you have name five available, and you have lefties available.
Yeah, Greg's acting like Trent Williams coming around the edge for me as a lead blocker with all these difficult questions. So I'm going to follow him into lefties. I'm going to
come
take
on in.
Number three.
Question number three. There have only been five lefties to win major championships. This particular lefty has exactly three PGA Tour wins, including his major.
Harmon.
A very confident Brian Harmon and a very correct Brian Harmon. Congratulations. That is another point.
Very good.
Patrick.
Thank you.
Do I have a note about that one? Yes, I do. So here are the, well, I'll save this for after we get done the lefties. KP, 2 for 2 so far. Your third question needs to come from either nicknames, name five, or lefties.
I can advance right here, can't I?
If you get to 3 points, Greg cannot get to 3 points, which would ensure your ticket to the finals. You would be playing for the right to choose whether to go first or second.
Let's go with nicknames. I'm going to round out that category.
Nicknames. The final question in nicknames is number 2 for those playing along at home. And the nickname that we are looking for, the man that we are looking for, is nicknamed the Towering Inferno.
That's incredible.
I think it's Tom Weisskopf.
And you'd be correct. Why did you choose Tom Weisskopf?
This guy's unbelievable.
I don't know. I'm dialed right now.
This is scary.
I don't know. I think I had heard that. My first thought was actually Tyrell Hatton, but he's
not tall enough.
A man short in stature. I don't know. That was just like one of the first three names that came to mind.
Golf Digest calls this a rage and height based nickname. And as Al Barco wrote once for Golf Digest, quote, he boiled at high bubble when things did not go well. It's not that he threw his clubs much or blurted the F word a la Tiger Woods. He just steamed, the internal anguish rushing the color red up his face like the mercury in a thermometer and overcooking his game.
Wow. That is well written.
That's a way with words right there. The Towering Inferno. Tom Weisskopf, and Kyle has punched his ticket to the finals. He will now play for seeding in that final round. 2 rounds to go. Greg, let's get you on the board here. Your categories remaining are major championships or name five.
Let's go major championships.
Yes.
And I got only 2 left. What one did Kyle choose?
He chose number 1. So you have 2 or 3.
I'll take 3.
Speaking of 3, there are 3 golfers who have made 100 or more major championship starts and have exactly 1 major win.
Wow.
Name any of them.
100 major starts.
That's right.
And 1 win.
One, exactly 1.
That's so many starts.
It is indeed.
It's a lot. It's a lot of starts. I mean, you're talking about, does Phil even have, I know he's not, does Phil have 100 major starts? Yeah.
He hit it a couple of years ago. What,
yeah.
Was it this year?
I thought it was Phil, I think.
All right. I got, here's my final, Billy Casper.
Incorrect.
Oh.
So.
Incredible guess.
Bill Mickelson has 121 major starts. He made 100 cuts. That's the number guys are thinking of. Billy Casper has played in 94 majors. Sorry, Brent. He also has 3 wins, so he wouldn't
have. Oh, okay. All right.
Either.
I probably would have said Sergio, but I actually looked this up today, and I think he has 97 major starts.
It is not Sergio.
No, I know. He's three short of 100.
So the answers are, any one of these would have been just fine. Tom Kite, 109.
That would have been a great guess.
Red Couples, 104.
Oh.
Davis Love III, 101.
Wow.
Those all make a lot of sense.
Total sense, looking back now.
The record for most major championships without a victory?
I think it's Lee Westwood with like 83.
It is Lee Westwood. He's up to 91.
Oh.
Okay. There you go. Patrick, you have 2 questions remaining. You are now, congratulations, into the final. So you are battling KP here for seeding. So Patrick, your 2 categories, as you have followed Greg, are major championships or name 5.
Yeah, that first question is proving large. Because I'm just picking up all the pieces that that Greg's throwing down. So I'm going with majors. I'm avoiding that name five for now.
Okay. There have been 282 American major winners and 108 winners from the UK, by far the two most represented countries. Name any of the next three countries in terms of combined major championship winners.
This is just on the men's side. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
So just to be clear, I'm looking for a country.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. I was going to say a state. Okay, so any of the next three combined, we got USA, the UK, which is obviously the countries of England and Scotland's in there, as well as both the Ireland's North.
You're not impressing anybody.
And the normal
good Ireland. Time, good time by.
Yeah, for vamping on this.
So if I had to look past those three, which is actually five, the Ireland. When you think about it.
Is Wales not in the UK?
Wales is, thank you, Kyle. Actually, six countries. I think I would have to. There's a lot you could go with. You could, you know, maybe Spain, maybe Australia. I'm going to go with South Africa.
Well, Patrick, you nailed all three. South Africa is third. Australia is fourth. Spain is fifth. Congratulations. That point is to you. South Africa, 22. Australia, 18. Spain, 10. Those are the countries with 10 or more major championships represented for their nation.
Thank you. South Africa was 20. How many? 22?
22. 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Gary Player helps.
Yes. Goes a long way there. KP, you are either in lefties or you are in name five.
Let's go lefties.
Lefties, number two. In 2013, Bubba Watson purchased a mansion in the Isleworth community of Windermere, Florida, a house that was previously owned by a golf Hall of Famer who previously owned this home.
Do you know this, Patrick?
Greg definitely knows it.
I think I do.
Greg was next door.
Well, I know Rory bought Ernie Els's old house, which I think is – oh, that's not in – that's a different – locale though. Bubba bought a mansion in Isleworth, previously owned by a golf Hall of Famer. Greg Norman.
What do you think, Greg?
I don't think that's it.
It's not. That is incorrect.
I actually don't know the answer to this.
The answer? It's Tiger Woods.
I did know the answer.
Huh.
Bubba bought Tiger's old house. Then he sold it, Bubba did, in 2016, 3 years later, for $4.2 million.
Yeah.
What did he buy it for?
I don't know. I couldn't find that number. I was looking for that.
4.1, I'm baby.
Less than 4.2.
I'm sure Tiger caught him a deal.
Yeah, I bet he did. All right. Well, we are through four rounds, and we are tied at the top. Now, Greg, we are going to get you on the board here, and you are going to play a brand new category.
Yes.
In which there's a little bit of logistics here, so we're going to work this out together. So this is the name five category, where I'm going to start a timer, and I'm going to ask you to name five of these things. You can rattle off as many as you'd like. There are no wrong answers. You go until I stop you. You're out of ideas or your time is up.
Got it. Let's go with number one.
Number one. All right. I have to get my list up. So bear with me here.
I love that I got George Archer and Tom Weisskopf, but I missed Tiger Woods.
Yeah. That was tough. Okay. Greg, and your clock will start when I am finished reading the question. I'm going to ask you to name five past Ryder Cup venues. Go.
Celtic Manor, Whistling Straits. We have Marco Simone, Le Golf National.
One more in 20 seconds.
And we have Glen Eagles.
That is correct. Good. Well done.
Wow.
It only took you 14 seconds to name five.
And I'm on the board. Thank you for having me.
You will not be blanked today. Congratulations. Well done. Brand new category. Didn't know what to expect from that. Okay. Let me reset here. And we are going to go to Patrick, who is also in the same category, name five. So I'm going to reset my timer. And you have the option, Patrick, of choosing question two or question three. And this is important because you guys are tied right now. This will determine which order you want to go in when you get to Stump the Schwab. So question two or question three?
I'm going to go with two.
Question two. And your timer will begin when I finish reading the question. In May 2023, Forbes named 12 golfers in their 100 richest athletes list. Name five of them.
Tiger, Phil, Bryson, DJ, Koepka.
Done. Stop. Nice. Well done. 9 seconds. That's right. DJ, Phil, Rory, Tiger, Cam Smith, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, Sergio Garcia, all ranked between 6th and 46th on the Forbes richest athletes list.
Cool. Good time to be a golfer.
Good time to be a golfer. Yeah. So that was Greg. This was Patrick. All right, KP. If you get this right, I'm going to have to figure out a tiebreaker for you guys to get into the next round here. But you have a question coming up in which I will also ask you to name five. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Name five events on the upcoming PGAtour.com schedule that will not be played in the United States.
Scottish Open, British Open,
two,
Zozo,
no,
CJ Cup,
keep
Canadian five. Open,
Canadian Open, 14 seconds. Three seconds.
Oh, the one in Mexico. I don't know.
The one in Mexico would have counted. That would have only given you four. The Mexico Open, the Puerto Rico Open, Punta Cana, the Canadian Open, the Scottish Open, the Open, and I also would have accepted the Olympics in Paris.
Mm. Puerto Rico is a little.
It's on the schedule.
It's always up in the air for me. I mean, with the United States.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
I would have given you credit for it.
Where do you stand with that issue, Rick?
In this case, would have given him credit for outside the United States.
So I missed Puerto Rico Olympics and Mexico Open.
And Punta Cana, which is in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, okay.
Zozo is not on the schedule.
And neither is Bermuda.
And the CJ Cup is in Texas.
Yes, honoring Byron Nelson.
Oh, it's in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of its own country.
Right. Where do you stand on that, Kyle? So that is actually going to make my job a little bit easier because we have Patrick with 4 points leading the way into the final round. Kyle with three and Greg is on the board with one. We will battle to a winner in Stump the Schwab style. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. Greg, I will tip my cap to you. As noted, you have been a part of, I believe, every finals we've ever done this. That streak comes to an end today. And you had a tough path with the difficulty of questions. But now the fate lies in your colleagues here.
Yes, I'm disappointed, but I'm proud to be a part of it. Proud to get a point on the board. It's keeping me away from the yips. So it'll be good. And I'm glad that we don't have a trophy on the line today, because I'm still coming for it, Patrick.
Oh boy, that's right. Patrick, you are in the driver's seat here. You can decide to go first or second. What would you like to do?
I will go second.
Okay, Patrick is going to go second. So it'll go Kyle, Patrick, until one cannot get a correct answer. Additionally, I guess if Patrick's going second, he'll have to get one right if Kyle gets one wrong, if we're in the same round, et cetera, et cetera. So the way this works, gentlemen, for those who have never seen this before, is there are many answers to the question that I have. You will keep going back and forth until one cannot answer. It will take me a second to cross-reference this list. So a silence does not necessarily mean it is wrong. It means that I am checking.
Okay.
Kyle, you're going to start us off. Do you like going first? You get the advantage of having every available answer to you.
No, I wanted to go second. But whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Here we go, Kyle. Dating back to the start of 2000, there are 74 different golfers who have finished second or tied for second in a major championship.
Oh my God.
Name them, boys. Name them.
Can I write down like ones that I think, keep my own?
Your process is your process.
Okay.
I'm involved in your process.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson is correct.
Tom Watson.
Tom Watson is correct.
Wow.
I cannot believe that was the same.
Yeah, that made me nervous.
That made me nervous.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy is correct.
Sergio Garcia.
It wasn't said with much confidence, but it is correct.
Rocco Media.
Oh, Rocco is correct.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Louis Oosthuizen, correct.
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is correct.
Justin Rose.
Justin Rose is correct.
This is not fun.
One for me.
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler is correct.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson is correct.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood is correct. I had to scroll down to the T's.
That was nerve wracking.
I didn't get there yet.
I was fairly confident. My hands are sweating right now.
Yeah, I'm freaking out. Sepp Straka.
Correct.
That was ballsy.
That was tough.
Tom Kim.
Correct. Tom Kim is correct.
Yeah, I see what you did there, Kyle.
This is going back to 2000.
So basically January 1st, 2000. So all majors of 2000 and then as recent.
I'm going to go with Jason Day.
Jason Day is correct.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth, correct.
Oh my gosh, I had one that I just forgot. Who was I going to get? Then I didn't. Tiger Woods.
That was what I was going to say.
Correct. Well done, lads. Well done, lads.
You said you did you? Well, can I ask?
I might not answer, but go ahead, ask.
You said Justin Rose, right, Patrick?
I did.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good sport.
Gentleman's game. Gentleman's game.
Gosh.
Kyle did go first, so we're at the top of a round right now.
Bob May.
Correct.
Very good.
That was just for dramatic. I was right at the top of the list. That was just for drama. Bob May is correct. So, Patrick, you know, anytime it comes back to you, if you get it wrong, it's over.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go with – I don't think this is right. Jim Furyk.
Correct.
That was out of your butt.
Those count as well.
Oh, a lot of them have been.
This is pretty. You guys have gotten pretty far. I mean, there's still like 50 left, but
yeah.
But you've done a nice job here.
Sure.
Did you say? Gosh, did you say Dustin Johnson?
I did not.
Is that your guess?
Dustin Johnson.
That is correct.
Kevin Kisner.
Kevin Kisner is correct. Like if I told you like, what major, you guys could probably come up with more, but the fact that it's like any major is like.
The JTPGA, I think, was Kisner. 2017. Will Zalatoris.
Zalatoris is correct. Hold me back at the Hero.
One Xander Schauffele.
One Xander Schauffele is correct.
Gosh. Chris DeMarco.
Correct.
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed. Correct. Right back on you, KP. He's applying the pressure.
Yeah, he is. Gosh.
John Rahm. Correct. I was going to ask Greg if he has any in the chamber. Not to spoil them, but I think he's got
Hideki Matsuyama.
Hideki Matsuyama is correct.
I have a clarifying question here. If you go to a playoff and one person loses first, do they get it?
Greg, do you know so you're saying if it's a three-way playoff, one guy gets knocked out on the first hole, I believe.
T2.
T2. Yeah. It doesn't matter what order. Once you get to that playoff and you lose, it's T2. It definitely is, because that's what the Wyndham Championship was that year. Where it was like a seven-way playoff.
Or yeah. I'm trying to think of playoffs that have happened.
Kyle looks like he's taken the SAT and is run out. Yeah. knows he doesn't have enough time.
It's not better to not answer in this format.
Adam Scott
is correct.
Mark Leishman.
Correct. Good one.
Dirty.
Yeah, I didn't have that one.
Chad Campbell.
Correct.
I'll see Very Chad nice. Campbell and give you Kenny Perry.
I knew you were going to do that.
Kenny Perry is correct.
I'm in some trouble here.
I do have the list when we get to that point of which ones. We are at the top of a round here with Kyle.
Cam Smith.
Cameron Smith? Correct.
Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler finally off the board. Number one player in the world. Correct.
Sung J.M.
Sung J.M. Correct.
Oh boy.
Scottie Scheffler twice a runner-up.
Jason Duffner.
Jason Duffner is correct. You guys are doing
nice.
You guys are doing really good. That Jason was, Duffner just once.
That was big boy. That big was boy
very,
stuff, right?
Very
there.
Good. You guys have done really well.
Paul Casey.
Correct.
Cameron Young.
Cameron Young, correct.
Oh, he finished second last year. That's right.
Paul Casey's done it once.
2022. I'm trying to go through all the.
Cam Young twice. You're pretty deep in this bag here.
Did we say Lee Westwood? Did you say Lee Westwood, Patrick?
I did not.
This is not my guess, Rick. I'm just.
I did not.
Okay. Did Lee Westwood finish second anywhere? Charles, how much time do I have here?
I'm pretty respectful. I'll give you like 15 more seconds. I'm not gonna okay. over it. It's good content. I can feel you're in the moment. I'm not gonna give you all day. But.
It's like pace of play in a golf tournament.
Yeah.
I understand
what's going on. Yeah.
I'm in trouble. I will say Matthew Wolf.
That is correct.
Wow.
Time well used.
That is a pool.
Matthew Wolf, indeed.
Oh boy. Okay.
This is the first time Patrick hasn't had one immediately in quite a few rounds.
Yeah, because I don't have many left. Well, by many, you can take the M off that.
That's pretty good.
Let's think.
Well, I can tell you that you guys have successfully found
Colin Montgomery.
37. You're halfway there, and now you're over halfway there because Colin Montgomery is correct. Wow. You guys are over halfway through. We've never gotten that many.
Deep.
This is deep. Gosh,
I don't know if this is right. 14. Oh, who finished? Okay, this is a little off the board, but we're going with it.
Okay.
David Lynn, 2012 PGA.
Is correct.
Let's go, baby.
Lynn. On the list.
That's unbelievable. You're going to disrespect me in my backyard like that, Kiawai.
David Lynn is on the list.
That's unbelievable. Most mortals would have picked Carl Peterson because he was in that final group, but not Kyle.
Most mortals would have picked Carl. I think it's Pedersen, but
exactly.
Also, a normal sentence to say.
Oh boy.
Patrick, usually so cool, calm, and collected, is sweating beads at the moment.
I am.
Kyle's been dialed all day. Patrick is quaffing his hair. For those just listening, download the Scott podcast.
Oh, 2000.
I think we're at 39 right now. 39 out of 74. Pretty remarkable. This is the bottom of a round. So if Patrick does fail to come up with a name, Kyle will be today's winner.
It's good vamping, Rick.
Thank you. Just keeping everybody up to date. How's it going over there, Greg? You ready
for 2000? You're talking about 23 years. You know, it's a lot of time.
23 years, plenty of ties with runner-up finishes. Yeah, I mean, there's names. There's names.
I don't think this is right, but I think it's a great name to go out on if it's incorrect. And it's Emiliano Grillo.
I think he did.
Emiliano Grillo is incorrect.
No! What did he finish at the Open?
Well, let's you know, we can send this to New York for an official review. We're gonna fire this up, but he is not on my list. Hold your tickets. Don't go to the window just yet. Record in major championships. He finished at the 2023 Open, T6.
What an idiot!
God. The top 10.
I read about Argentina today. They got a yellow square,
not a runner-up finish, and for that, Kyle Porter. Damn. Is our November champion.
Bravo.
That was well done, gentlemen.
Very good.
Can I see how deep I can go?
Yeah, and there's a couple you will kick yourselves over, but let's go on empty the chamber here.
Shane Lowry, 2016 at Oakmont. I think he was second.
Yes, he's on the list.
McDowell.
You have any Greg?
Ernie Els.
Ernie Els.
Did we not say Els?
Nope.
I don't think.
Did I hear a Poulter out there?
I think Poulter was like 07 Open.
Poulter. Yep. He's on the list.
You have Duval.
Duval.
01 Masters.
Correct.
Was Westwood one?
I would have said Westwood.
Westwood did it three times. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought
you were going to take back Westwood and get it wrong. And I was going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. I got gun shy about him. I don't know. Why? I just couldn't remember a specific. Where were they? Do you have that?
I can pull it up in a second.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you which ones. Graham McDowell, was he at the Olympic Club next to Jim Furyk?
Westwood was 2016 Masters, 2010.
Oh, that's
2010
right.
Open, 2010 Masters.
Dumb.
So the other two that were sticking out to me was Bubba Watson and Martin Keimer.
We got Bubba. At some point we got Bubba. Martin Keimer is not on the list.
Yeah.
Keimer. Oh, he won it. It was DJ and Bubba.
It feels like he finished second.
Yeah, McDowell, it does.
McDowell did it at the 2012 US Open.
God damn it.
The big one, as you were going through them, Henrik Stenson. To Phil Mickelson.
Oh, right. Or no, because you were going through playoffs.
Sorry. You got it. Henrik was on the list. He did it at 2013 Open, and I think that's it.
Who won the 2010 British Open? Was that wasn't Darren Clark? Oh, that was Oostade.
Oh, yeah, Louis.
I'll rattle off a couple of these. Let's see. The notables. Frankie Molinari did it. Justin Leonard, Matt Kuchar.
The Spieth Open.
Spieth, yeah.
I mean, a lot of these are kind of, here's one. Victor Hovland.
That was literally this year.
Then you get like, okay, now you're into, well, we should have got VJ probably. Sean McKeel, Steve Elkington, Stuart Appleby, Scott Piercy, Rory Sabatini, Retief Goosey, El Jimenez, Michael Thompson, Len Matisse. We are in that group of golfer now. Gregory Havre, we're into now. Ryan Harmon also had a runner up.
Oh, 17 US Open.
Aaron Hills.
Yeah.
So you guys did very well. Very, very well.
Impressive.
Took you a while to get to Scotty Scheffler. We finally got there. Well done.
Hovland's disappointed that we didn't.
Yeah, that's a big miss.
And West.
The M I thought was a really good one too, because I was a little worried it was Answer. I know. I think he came in third.
I think Answer was in the final
20, pairing, the DJ Masters.
Yeah.
That was a good one. The Sung JM one was that was a good pull. Okay, gentlemen. Congratulations, Kyle. You don't get a trophy, but you are now, I think, the favorite heading into this December's. Yeah.
Top dog.
Does he, is this like the LIV team championship where he gets to pick who he wants to play against in the semis?
I mean, we'll get freaky.
I like that.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat mentioned Angel Cabrera.
Yeah. He's on there too. Ben Curtis was at the top of the list. Eric Compton did it.
Oh, Eric Compton.
I didn't think he finished. Yeah, I thought he was behind Ricky.
Steven Leaney. Did I say that one?
That's just a fake name.
Woody Austin did it? Yeah. I think I.
Oh, I remember. The Tiger. Yeah.
That was good. I did not think you guys were going to get that deep. Well done. All right, gents. Listen, we've got so DP World Tour zero off season. They're back at it. And we've also got next week is Tiger Week. We've got Turkey Day coming up here in just a few. Everybody doing good. Everybody's where they need to be. No worries. Yeah.
No worries. No issues. Getting hungry just thinking about it.
Mm. No match to cover.
What's your favorite, Greg? What's your favorite thing that you'll consume at on Thanksgiving?
Oh, turkey. Number one. Okay. I think that.
I'm out on turkey too.
Really?
Pumpkin pie with homemade whipped cream.
I was gonna say desserts. I'm a desserts fiend. Patrick,
can't do Cool Whip, but homemade whipped cream is
probably stuffing. I love some good stuffing. Yeah. From the bird, so a little tip of the cap to the turkey.
I wouldn't miss it if it wasn't there.
All right, gentlemen. Well, everyone listening, traveling, safe travels. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of The First Cut. We'll be back before you know it. Big thanks to producer Josh, who does all the hard work behind the scenes. You can find Patrick McDonald on Twitter at Amateur Status. You can find Greg Ducharme at The Real GFD. You can find our interim champion, Kyle Porter, at Kyle Porter CBS. And you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable. They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.